愿大家平安。
May peace be to you all。
我们今天晚上继续查考《创世纪》我们的读经进度。
Tonight we'll continue study Genesis, our Bible reading schedule。
主要是在谈到雅各。
It talks about Jacob。
雅各所拜的神跟我们拜的神是同一个神。
The God worshipped by Jacob is same as the God worshipped by us。
因为神不会改变。
Because God never changes。
但是如果以时间来算，大概相差三四千年。
But if we are to count the time, the period, they are about 3 to 4 thousand years a gap。
那在信仰这一条路我们并不是第一代。
So in our journey of faith, we are not the first generation。
希伯来书说，有许多的见证人，好像云彩在围绕我们。
Hebrews, book of Hebrews say that there are many witnesses like clouds around us.
也就是说，信仰这一条路已经有很多很多人走过去的。
In another word, the journey of faith, many have took the path.
那凭着信心走过去的人，对神都有很丰富的体验。
And for those who have trod the path with their faith, they have abundant experience in God.
神没有改变。
God never changed.
如果我们也凭着信心来面对每一天的生活。
If we also face every challenge in our life with faith,
我们的一生会有很多很好的体验。
We will have many precious experiences.
神看不见。
We cannot see God.
但是当我们对神有信心，就有很多的体验。
But when we have faith toward God, then we will have many experiences.
虽然到死我们可能都没有见过神。
It's until the day we die, we might not have seen God.
但是当我们体验越来越多，我们对神的信心就越来越坚固。
But the more we experience God, the stronger our faith is.
好，我们先来看创世纪的二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪的二十八章。
Genesis chapter 28.
二十八章十五节。
28 verse 15.
创世纪二十八章的十五节。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 15. Behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.
这个地方在雅各人生最低潮的时候，神向他显现。
Here, when Jacob was at the lowest point in his life, God appeared to him.
就告诉他说，我要与你同在。
And told him that I'm with you.
这是现在式，我现在已经与你同在。
This is a present tense, meaning I'm already with you.
在旷野，爸爸妈妈都不在，只有他一个人。但神说，我与你同在。
In the wilderness, His parents are not with him. Only God who told him that he is with him.
这是人生最宝贵的应许。
This is the most precious promise in a person's life.
要与我们同在。
God will be with us.
有时候我们在祷告求平安，求很多，求健康。
Sometimes in our life we ask many things. We ask for peace. We ask for health.
其实如果有神同在。
However, if we have the abundance of God,
每一样神的恩典都有。
Every blessing of God will come, will follow.
所以信仰生活，如果我们能够追求神的同在
，So in our faith, our journey of faith, we can seek the abundance of God.
我们会福杯满溢。
Our cup will be overflowed.
所以十五节说，我与你同在。
So verse 15 say, I'm with you.
那接下去是指未来式，读英文就很清楚。
And the verse after that, the sentence after that is a future tense.
你无论往哪里去，我要保佑你。
I will keep you wherever you go.
那到什么时候呢？
Until when?
一直到领你归回这个地。
And will bring you back to this land.
然后我总不离开你。
And I will not leave you.
一直到成全我向你所许的应许。
Until I have done what I have spoken to you.
啊，这个就都未来的神对他一个承诺。
So these are the promise that God has made to Jacob.
那虽然神说我跟你同在。
So even though God said I'm with you.
这个并不等于说前面他应该走的路他就可以不需要走。
This does not equal to, does not mean that the path that he need to walk in, before that, that he can bypass that.
所以从29章啊，雅各还是过着很现实的生活，遇到很多的困难。
So, from chapter 29 forward, he still live a life of reality and he still faces many challenges.
那不同在哪里？
What's the difference?
就是遇到很多的困难，环境很多的改变当中，神与他同在，让他过一个不同的生活。
The difference is that when he faced many difficulties, when his environment and surrounding changes, he has the guidance of God to help him.
所以我们今天做一个基督徒。
So today, when we are as a Christian,
当我们祷告得圣灵，就是神住在我们里面。
When we pray and when we receive Holy Spirit, we have the guidance of God.
那圣灵充满，我们就真的感觉到神跟我们同在。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can truly feel that God is with us.
但这不等于说从今以后我们一帆风顺都不会有困难。
But this certainly does not mean that from now and onward that we will not encounter any problems or tribulations.
有时候也有事业的问题。
Sometimes we might encounter a problem with our career.
有时候也有家庭的问题。
Or a challenge with our family.
有时候也有健康的问题。
Or even health problem.
有时候也有一些我们没有办法预测的事情的发生。
Or even problems that we cannot foresee.
也可以说很多没有信的人会经历过，我们也会经历过。
In other words, we can say that many things that an unbeliever has gone through, a believer, a Christian will also have gone through.
不是说神与我们同在很多事情就不会发生。
That does not mean because God is with us, then we will not run into many other things.
但是差在哪里？
But what is the main difference?
就是在遇到很多人所遇见的困难当中，我们可以看到神的恩典。
The difference is that when you run into many things that others have run into, we can, within these things, we can see the abundance and the grace of God.
是我们遇到这个困难最后的结论最后的结果跟别人不一样。
So, the conclusion when we run into this problem is different from others.
是我们的信仰能够坚定。
And it will enable to strengthen our faith.
也是神的名可以得到荣耀。
And so that the name of God can be glorified.
更给周围的人看到我们所拜的神是真的。
So enable others, people around us to see that the God that we worship is a true God.
因此从29章开始。
So from chapter 29 onward.
我们就看到雅各经历过三个地点。
We see that Jacob has gone through three places.
或者说三个人。
Or three people.
那在这个三个地点或三个人当中他遇到困难。
So of these three places or three people, he has encountered challenges.
那我们就来看神怎么来带领他与他同在。
And let us see how God guided him and how has God abided with him.
来祝福他。
And how has God blessed him?
从第29章就雅各就照着他妈妈的吩咐，就到他的母舅拉班的家里。
So from 29, chapter 29, Jacob listened to his mother, Rachel's instruction, and went to his uncle.
这个雅各本来就是很聪明一个人。
Now Jacob was a wise man.
他能够趁着他的哥哥肚子饿。用一碗红肉汤来换取长子的名分。
He was smart. He seized the opportunity while his brother was hungry and exchanged for a firstborn right.
所以难怪他的名字叫做抓住。
No wonder his name is called to seize or to grab.
他看到爸爸要祝福。
And then when he sees his father was about to give blessing,
他就抓住那个机会。
And so he grasped the opportunity.
就得到他父亲的祝福。
And he received a blessing from his father.
所以这个人是相当懂得把握机会。
So this person truly know how to seize the opportunity.
那在29章，我们大家都很熟悉一个故事。
So in chapter 9, record a story we are all very familiar with.
雅各到拉班的家，他看中了他的女儿拉结。
So Jacob went to his uncle's house and he saw Rachel.
哦，他很喜欢她呀。
And then he likes him.
啊，
likes her.
十七节说拉结的眼睛啊有神啊。
Here in verse 17 say,
没有神啊，拉结生长的美妙俊秀。
Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance.
啊，那雅各就爱她。
So Jacob loved Rachel.
那拉班啊比雅各更聪明。
But however, Laban is his uncle was smarter than Jacob.
啊，更多的计谋。
And he's more crafty than Jacob.
所以本来要娶一个太太，到最后变成娶两个太太。
Originally, he was going to marry and have one wife. Instead, he had two wives.
哦，那本来第一个太太，她要工作七年，她也很愿意。
And originally, he needed work for his first wife for 7 years. He was willing to do that.
啊，结果他工作了14年。
Instead, he worked for 14 years.
哦。所以这个14年呢、啊，就是为着两个太太啊而劳苦14年。
So for these two wives, he labored and toiled for 14 years.
啊，所以我们就知道啊，拉班比雅各还厉害。
So we can see from here that Laban was more crafty than Jacob.
哦，那雅各当然在拉班的家是受很多的苦。
So we know Jacob has suffered much in the house of Laban.
好，那29:30.
In verse 30 in chapter 29.
就是说，雅各爱这两个太太，就服侍了七年。
So he recalled that Jacob loved these two wives, and so he served Laban for 14 years.
好，那问题就是到29:30.
Then till chapter 30.
31章
Chapter 31,
第一节
Verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, and saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth.
第二节
Verse 2. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before.
这个地方讲哈，后来拉班呢、啊、对雅各的脸色就不一样了。
Here recall that Laban's countenance was not favorable toward Jacob.
所以他就想要回到他的他原来来出来这个故乡。
Therefore, Jacob sought to return to his hometown.
那个时候是神跟他同在。
At that time, God was with him.
所以雅各才有办法真的回到他故乡。
It was because the abundance of God that he was able to return his home.
所以我们回来看30章。
So let's return back to chapter 30.
27节。
Verse 27. And Laban said to him, Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake.
所以雅各他本来要回去啊，拉班就不要他走。
So originally Jacob was to return, but Laban did not want him to go.
为什么
？Why?
因为神赐福于我，是因为你的缘故。
Because Lord has blessed me for your sake.
所以不但雅各赐福，连拉班也得福气。
So not only Jacob received blessing, but Laban also received blessing.
那我们后来再读到这个约瑟的故事。
Later on, when we read the story of Joseph,
神与约瑟同在。
God was with Joseph.
所以他到波提法的家，波提法的家也得福。
So when he went to Potiphar's house, the household of Potiphar was also blessed.
所以我们可以看到，一个有神同在的人，他走到那里，福气跟到那里。
So we can see that when a person, when he's blessed by God or abundance of God, wherever he goes, a blessing follows.
因此这个诗篇23篇说，神让我们福杯满溢。
Therefore, in Psalm 23 say that God let a cup of blessing overflows.
我们好像一个杯子。
We are like a cup.
如果神同在，这个恩典满满。
When God is with us, abides with us, the blessings fill the cup.
然后会流到我们的家人。
It overflows to our house, to our family,
to our
to the people surrounding us.
有时候会流到我们上班的公司。
Or even surround to the people that place where we work.
在圣经是这样记，现在有很多的信徒也这样体验。
This is what was recorded in Bible and was also experience of many believers today.
主耶稣从小就有神的恩典在他身上。
And we know that Jesus was filled with the grace of God when he was small.
所以主耶稣走到那里充满着恩典。
So wherever he goes, he's filled with grace.
所以今天我们追求神的同在。
So today we sought for the abidance of God.
一个家庭只要有一个人有神的同在。
As long as there's one person who has the abidance of God in this family.
你会看到这个家庭恩典满满。
You can see that this family will be filled with grace.
一个教会有几个有神同在，这个教会里面恩典满满。
If there's a few people was abide with God, then we can see that this church will be filled with blessing and grace of God.
所以我们信仰要追求神同在，这是非常重要的。
So for our faith, it's very important that we pursue the abidance of God.
所以雅各想要走，拉班叫他不要走。
So therefore, Jacob wants to leave, but Laban did not want him to leave.
所以真的有神同在的人。
So a person who truly has the abidance of God.
真的他是教会的一个资产。
He is an asset of a church.
真的有神同在，我们是家里面的一个资产。
And when a person is truly has the abidance of God, he's an asset of the family.
所以有人说家里面有一个老人是有一个宝。
So they were saying that if there's an older person in a family, it's like having a treasure in the family.
那怎么让老年人在家里变成宝，大家都要？
So how can an older person become a treasure in the family that everyone will sought after?
就是有神同在。
It's because that he has the abidance of God.
他如果有神同在，他到的地方就有恩典。
Because if he has the abidance of God, wherever he goes, a blessing and grace will follow.
那这个就变成宝了。
So he become a treasure.
不然要怎么变成宝？
So how can you become a treasure?
所以人在哪一个年纪都需要追求神同在。
So no matter what age we are, we all need to pursue the abidance of God.
哪一个年纪到哪个地方都是大家所宝贝的。
So no matter how old we are or wherever we go, we will all become treasure.
所以拉班不喜欢雅各走。
So Laban did not want Jacob to leave.
因为他从雅各的存在得到神的恩典。
Because of Jacob, he can see the abidance of God.
好，那我们现在回来看三十一章。
Let's turn back to Genesis 31.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第九节。
Verse 9. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and given them to me.
这个本来这个雅各很认真做工他得到的不多。
Originally, we see that Jacob worked very hard and diligently, but what he received was very little.
所以他如果那个时候回去，可能还是不到几头羊。
Had he gone back at that time, he might not have many flocks.
那现在他跟拉班讲好了。
But now that he has agreed with Laban,
就是。以后这个羊如果有斑点的，全部都归我。
He said that if there's a lamb or flocks, verse 12, that they have stripes will belong to me.
然后我们看三十一章的十三节。
Let's read chapter 31, verse 13.
从十节到十三节，请读。
Verse 10 to 13, and it happened at the time when the flocks conceived.That I lifted my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. 11. Then the angel of God spoke unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here I am. And he said, Lift your eyes now and see. All the rams which leap on the flocks are streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. For I have seen all that Laban is doing to you. 13. I am the God of Bethel.Where you anointed the pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now arise, get out of this land and return to the land of your family.
好，这个神说告诉雅各，拉班向你所做我都看见了。
So here, recall that God told Jacob that He has seen everything that Laban has do has been done to him.
如果一个人很努力的去做事，得到又很少，当然是心里很委屈啊。
Now, if a person worked very hard but his return is very little, I'm sure he will feel very bad.
那怎么办？
So, what does a person like that do?
啊，这里神说，我看见了。
But here God said that I have seen it.
啊，然后神就祝福他，以后这个生的羊啊，全部都是有斑点的。
So God bless him. So all the rams that was born after all have streaking and spots.
所以他就变成很富有了。
So he become very wealthy.
哦，因为神要让他有斑点，就有斑点了。
Because God let the rams to have a speckled and streak, and they have speckled and streak.
所以神要祝福一个人呢，有时候真的是挡不住了。
So for God to bless a person, there's nothing to stop it.
你看雅各，神要祝福他，结果羊生下来全部都有斑点。
Just look at Jacob. When God wants to bless him, all the rams that was born all have streaked.
所以人生讲到最后，还是需要有神同在最重要。
So at the end, we can see that.In our lives, the most important thing to have is to have the abundance of God.
有神同在，就有恩典。
When we have the abundance of God, we will have blessings.
好，那我们看三十一章。
Let's read chapter 31.
二十九节。
Verse 29. It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, Be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good nor bad.
哦，本来雅各就用逃的要回去了。
Before Jacob was going to flee home.
那拉班知道很生气，就追上去了。
So Laban was angry and he chased after Jacob.
啊，如果啊，神没有向拉班显现。
Had God not appeared to Laban the night before,
有可能雅各就会遭难。
It's possible that Jacob would have been harmed.
但是前面神已经应许雅各啊，说我要带你回来啊，遇到什么事情我都要与你同在。
But in the previous chapter, God has promised him that I will be with you. I will take you back to your homeland.
哦，所以现在拉班要去追雅各，神就向他显现，你不可以随便做。
So now that Laban was planning to chase after Jacob, but God appeared to him, say, "You do not do anything good or no bad."
哦，所以拉班就不敢伤害雅各。
So Laban was afraid to harm Jacob.
哦，所以雅各到最后没有受伤害，不是拉班看说这是我的女婿。
So at the end.The reason Jacob was not harmed is not because he was the son-in-law of Laban.
是因为神告诉他你不可以害他。
It is because that God has spoken to Laban, say, do not harm him.
所以可见这个人的亲情哦，有时候也靠不住了。
Sometimes even the love between the family is not reliable.
那因为什么关系要得到什么结果，有时候也靠不住了。
The relationship between men and people sometimes is not reliable.
最靠得住还是神同在。
What's most reliable is to have the abundance of God.
所以拉班就不敢动手。
So Laban dared not to touch Jacob.
神同在，他的牛羊雅各的牛羊就增多。
With the abundance of God, then the flock of Jacob increased and multiplied.
这是神应许实现的第一个地方，就是在拉班的家。
So this is the first thing that God's promise came to pass. It's when he was at home of Laban.
那第二个神应许的实现，就是他要遇到他哥哥以扫的时候。
And when the second promise that was fulfilled when Jacob met his brother Esau.
在32章，创世纪32章。
Genesis chapter 32.
在记载啊，雅各现在要回去了，但是他很怕他的哥哥。
Jacob was about to return to his homeland, but he was afraid of Esau.
为什么？
Why?
如果看第七节。
If we read verse 7, chapter 32, verse 7, So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and the herds and camels into two companies.
因为以扫对他恨相当深了，要杀他。
Esau hated Jacob and wanted to kill him.
那现在回来这个恨有没有解消呢？
And now that Jacob is about to return, has that hatred subsided?
如果没有解消，一见面不是还是被杀掉吗？
If that hatred has not subsided, but when they meet, the Esau was to go after Jacob.
但是以扫的恨有没有解消，这个不是雅各能够控制的。
But whether the Esau's hatred has subsided or not, it's not something that Jacob can control.
这是谁控制？
Who can control that?Only God can control it.
所以三十二章我们就看了、雅各他很聪明，用很多的计谋。
So we can see in chapter 32 that Jacob was very smart. He used many strategies.
所以用骆驼把它分作两队，如果击杀这一边，那边还可以逃走。
So he divided his flock, his belonging into two companies. So in case one was attacked, the other company can flee.
然后他就叫大家都在走到前面。
So he told everyone to walk in front of him.
然后他们走在最后面。
He fall toward the back.
22节。
Verse 22.
他夜间起来，带着两个妻子、使女、十一个儿子，都过了亚伯渡口。
And he arose the night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jebba.
这就是说，他所爱的就留在最后面了。
So he left his beloved at the back.
那24节。
Verse 24.
最后只剩雅各一人。
And then Jacob was left alone.
当然这些应该做的做好，但是内心还是很怕。
So what he can do, he has accomplished, but he is still afraid in his heart.
因为他哥哥对他的恨呢，这个要怎么办？这不是他能够解决。
Because the hatred of Esau, there's no way for him to resolve that.
那神说我要带你回来啊，回到那个伯特利啊。
But God said that I will bring you back, bring out to homeland.
你无论遇到什么事情，我都要看顾你，保护你。
Whatever you run into or encounter, I will take care of you. I will protect you.
所以真正的这个安全感是从哪里来
？So the true sense of security, where does it come from?
不是他前面讲的这一套的安排。
It's not of all this arrangement that he has done.
真正让他放心是在亚伯渡口，他跟人在。跟一个人在摔跤
，so the true sense of security came from when he was wrestling in the ford of Jebba.
我们看这个三十二章的二十六节。
Let's read chapter 32, verse 26. Verse 26, and he said, "Let me go for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
这里雅各不给那个人走，说。你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Here Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那到底雅各在求什么
？But exactly what did Jacob ask for?
这里看不出来，到何西阿书就看得出来。
We cannot see it here, but if we read a book of Hosea, we can see.
何西阿书十二章的三节跟四节。
Hosea chapter 12,
三节跟四节。
Chapter 12,
3 到4到5.
Verse 3 to 5. Chapter 12, verse 3 to 5. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and in his strength he struggled with God. Yes, he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought favor from him. He found him in Bethel. And there he spoke to us. Verse 5.
Okay, 到第四节就讲哦。他跟天使较力，并且得胜，哭泣恳求。
So here say that he struggled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and he saw favor from him.
所以在回到创世纪三十二章，我们再看到他很怕，所以那个时候他一定是在求神哭泣恳求求神能够保护他。
So we can see that in chapter 32.We can see that he must be very afraid. So he was praying, asked for the abundance and protection of God.
你如果不给我祝福，我就不给你走。因为你这一次的祝福很重要。你如果祝福我，我哥哥就不会杀我。
So unless you bless me, I will not let you go because your blessing is very important. Because of it, that I will not be harmed by my brother.
所以真正的安全感是神改变他哥哥的心。
So the true sense of security comes from God changing the Esau's heart.
所以三十三章啊，以他们兄弟见面之后，啊，以撒就也没有做什么，就欢迎他回来，就没有事讲。
So in chapter 32, record that when Jacob met Esau, no harm was done to Jacob.
所以这个告诉我们了，我们活在这个世界上啊，有很多环境或事情的改变，不是我们能控制的。
So what this tells us is that there are many things in this world that we have no control over.
但主耶稣说，你们不要忧愁，不要害怕。
But Jesus said that do not be afraid and do not worry.
为什么门徒会忧愁，会害怕？
Why would the disciples worry and be afraid?
因为主耶稣同在的时候，
because when Jesus was with them,
他也可以医病，也可以赶鬼，也可以叫风海平静。
He can heal, he can cast out demons, and he can tell the storm to calm the storms.
那现在主耶稣说我要去。
But now Jesus said he was about to leave.
我去的地方你们不能去。
The place where I'm going to go, you cannot come.
我为你们预备地方。
I'm there to prepare a place for you.
那门徒就怕起来了。那这个医病赶鬼，风海平静的耶稣不在，那怎么办？
So the disciples became afraid because the Jesus who healed, who cast out demons, who calmed the sea will no longer be with them.
那主耶稣跟他讲啊，不要忧愁，不要害怕，就是平安了。
So Jesus told him, "So do not be afraid, and do not worry. There will peace will be with you."
特别说这是我赐的平安。
He specially said, "The peace I give you."
所以神赐的平安就是他与我们同在。
So the peace come from God is that is His abidance with us.
因此我们不会忧愁，不会害怕。
So we will not worry and we will not be afraid.
环境可能一直在变。
Our surrounding, our environment continue to change.
像雅各即将要面对以撒一样。
Just like when Jacob was about to face Esau.
但是因为神祝福他。
But because God blessed him.
现在他就放心了。
And then he no longer worries.
所以基督徒的平安从哪里来？
So where does the peace come from for Christians?
就是在祷告当中。
It's through our prayer.
好像在跟神摔跤。
It's like when we wrestle with God.
神啊，你听我的祷告，你看顾我的困难。
God, listen to my prayer. Look after my troubles.
看当时圣经里面讲很多例子。
At that time, there were many examples recorded in the Bibles.
门徒在海中，船在摇。
When disciples were in the boat in the sea, and the boat was turning back and forth.
主耶稣在睡觉。
And Lord Jesus was sleeping.
结果他把主耶稣叫醒。
So Lord woke Jesus up.
但斥责风海就平静了。
So Jesus calmed the sea.
哈娜不会生孩子。
And Hannah could not conceive.
当然很愁苦，就没有平安了。
And she was very sad, and she has no peace.
来到圣殿里面，把她的痛苦倒出来。
And she came to the temple and poured everything out in front of God.
倒出来完就平安了。
Once she poured everything out, she had peace.
神就感动了，先知跟她讲，你要生一个儿子。
And then God moved Samuel to tell him that you will bear a child.
所以人在很多忧虑、很多害怕当中，只有来到亚伯渡口，好像跟神摔跤这样，认真的祷告。
So when we have many worries and many dangers, the only thing is come to Jabbok, the fort of Jabbok, to pray and wrestle.
其实人怎么有可能胜过神呢？
How can we overcome God?
但是当一个人很迫切祷告的时候。
But when a person pray with importunity,
他会感动神。
When he pray earnestly, he can move God.
神就会祝福我们。
And God will bless us.
那这个叫做与神较力都得胜。
So this is what it means to struggle with angel and prevail.
所以雅各的第二个困难解决了。
So we can see here the second problem of Jacob was resolved.
因为神与他同在，神听他的祷告。
Because God was with him and listened to his prayer.
那在三十三章
In chapter 33,
本来这个以扫邀雅各到他住的地方去。
Originally, Esau asked Jacob to go to his place.
但是雅各他不愿意去。
But Jacob did not want to go.
所以他在十四节这个我要走到西尔我主那里。
In 14, verse 14 said, 最后 toward the end,
Seer.
That I will, that until I come to my Lord in Seer.
Yeah. 但是到最后雅各去哪里啊？
But at the end, where did Jacob go?
雅各往苏哥去，在十七节。
But in 17 say that he went to Sukkot.
所以他其实他也怕怕然后可能他还是不愿意去。
So we can see that he is still afraid. It's possible that he did not want to go.
好，那在他在到了十八节以后，他就一直搬到四剑。
From verse 18 and after, he moved to Shechem.
好，那在四剑就发生了一件事情。
And there, something took place there.
啊，就是他的女儿被玷污啊。
That his daughter was violated.
啊，然后，他的孩子就把那地的用诡计把那个地方的人全部都杀掉。
So, his sons used their plan to kill all the people there.
现在雅各遇到第三个困难。
Now Jacob has run into the third trouble.
我们看创世纪三十四章。
Let's read chapter 34, Genesis chapter 34.
从三十节到三十一节。
From verse 30 to 31.
三十节经读。
Verse 30. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi.You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I. 31. So we can see that Jacob had very few people with him.
如果迦南人、利比人联合起来，他一定被杀掉了。
So if Canaanites and Perizzites unite together, he will be overcome.
哎，那这个怎么办呢？
So what does he do?
啊，这个是生命问题。
This has to do with his livelihood.
哎，到三十五章啊。
But we will read till chapter 35 here.
神就对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去。”
God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel."
哦，他今天遇到这个困难，就是他没有直接回到伯特利，他跑到其他地方去了。
So the reason that he ran into this problem is because he did not return to Bethel. Instead, he went to some other place.
因为他本来就许愿啊，你如果带我回来，我一定要回来伯特利献祭。结果他没有去啊。
Because he originally made a vow to God, if you bring me back to homeland, I will return to Bethel.
好，所以到了事件就遇到这个困难。
So that's why when he came to Shechem, he ran into this problem.
好，那我们现在看第五节，三十五章第五节。
So let's read chapter 35, verse 5. Yeah. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob.
这里说，神使周围城邑的人都甚惧怕，就不追赶雅各。
So the terror of God was upon the cities, and so they did not pursue after Jacob.
所以为什么没有遭害？因为神让周围的人害怕。
So why were they not harmed? Because God sent terror to the cities surrounding them.
所以第六节，他们就可以回到了伯特利。
So therefore, Jacob returned to Bethel.
那就在那里筑坛献祭。
There he built an altar and sacrificed to God.
然后神又向他显现。
So God appeared to him.
第十节，请。
Verse 10. And then God said to him, "Your name is Jacob.Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel.
所以神改变他的名字。
So God changed his name.
就是改变他的命运。
In other words, changed his fortune.
本来是抓住的，他用自己的方法抓住自己的命运。
Originally, the meaning of his name is to grasp. He used his own way to grasp his fortune.
但是很多的困难，很多的问题。
But many problems, many difficulties follow.
那现在改名叫以色列。
Now his name has been changed to Israel.
就是神的王子。
And now, which is means the prince of God.
那神就应许他，要让他十一节经。
Verse 11. And also God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply."A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come and from your body. Verse 12. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give this land.
好，这里神又应许他要给他一块地。
So here God promised him to give him a land.
那一块地啊，就是主耶稣来讲天国近的。
And this land is a land what Jesus referred,、oh, the kingdom is near. The kingdom of heaven is near.
也就是神的国。
It's the kingdom of God.
所以我们现在是神的王子。
So today we are the princes,、oh, princesses of God.
要来承受神预备我们那个神的国。
We are here to inherit the kingdom of God that God has prepared for us.
活着的时候有公义、平安、喜乐。
So when we are alive, we have a righteousness,、peace and joy.
啊，是的，有天国的永生。
And when we die, we have the eternal life.
哦，马唱诗。
And let us sing him.
516.
516.
我们最后祷告完了，唱这个副歌。
At the end、of our prayer, we'll sing the refrain part of 516.
还不到两个月，我们就要灵恩布道会。
We are、less than 2 months away、oh, from our spiritual convocation.、
Oh, 我们祷告的时候，求主带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
So in our prayer, let us pray and ask God、oh, to bless our spiritual convocation.、
啊、我们祷告也为慕道朋友祷告。
And in our prayer, let us all pray for our、friends.、
啊、让他们道理听得懂。
So that they can understand the truth,、
啊、能够体验到神
they can experience God.
那这样啊，这信仰就会有进步
Then their faith will continue to advance.、
啊、我们一起来祷告
Let us all kneel down and pray together.